Track 9, and then we're back to news stories. MP takes special tour of college's facilities. A Newton Abbott College recently welcomed Martin Wrigley MP for a special visit to tour its state-of-the-art facilities and meet staff and students. The MP was joined by Claire Plum, head teacher of South Devon University Technical College, Education South West Deputy CEO Rob Coles, and a representative from the Baker Deering Trust, a charity that supports university technical colleges, UTCs, across the UK. The visit highlighted the innovative educational model that South Devon UTC offers, providing students with specialised courses in engineering, technology and digital industries in collaboration with local employers to equip students with real-world skills, Education South West says. Martin Wrigley MP, who represents the Newton Abbott constituency, is passionate about supporting local education and ensuring that young people are well prepared for the future job market. He took the opportunity to meet with students from a range of courses, discussing their academic progress and future aspirations. Claire Plum, head teacher at South Devon UTC, said, "It was a pleasure to welcome Martin Wrigley MP to South Devon UTC. Our students are gaining invaluable skills that will open doors to a wide range of careers, and we are excited about the opportunities they are experiencing here. It was great to have the chance to share this excitement with Mr. Wrigley."
Hardware shop reopens after fire. A hardware shop in Tynmouth reopened at the weekend, March the 9th, after a lengthy closure following a fire last year. Teen Hardware on Brunswick Street had been closed since the fire on November the 9th. Firefighters from Tynmouth, Dawlish and Torquay were called to the shop after a fire was spotted in the doorway. The revamped store has been rearranged and redecorated during the four-month closure, and a former storeroom has been opened up to provide additional space upstairs for homeware and gardening. Teen Hardware thank customers and the community for reaching out and checking in on them, and said they can't wait to welcome customers back, adding, "It feels like a fresh start."
Primary pupils meet transatlantic rower. Children from a Dawlish primary school came face to face with an adventurer fresh from a feat across the high seas on Wednesday. Pupils from Gatehouse Primary Academy were treated to a first-hand account of how Tynmouth water sports instructor Tim Cox and friend Andy Purvis rode 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean. Tim and Andy, the almighty mates to sea, completed the world's toughest row just over a month ago. Tim admitted that it's still not quite sunk in yet. Many children at Gatehouse followed the pair throughout the event and sent messages of support via Tim's wife Sue, who was in daily contact with the boat as she updated the rowers on weather conditions and routing information. "Thank you for all your encouraging messages," Sue told the children. "It means the world." Tim shared information about the event and his experiences, explaining the cramped conditions on board and sharing photos and video footage of some of the wildlife they saw, ranging from butterflies and moths 300 miles offshore to sharks and a whale. "The whale followed us for 2 days," Tim recalled. "We could hear it, we could smell it, it smelt of fish, but it took a while until we saw it." Reaching the finishing line was a joy, Tim told the children, explaining that this was the first time in 49 days that he and Andy had seen land or any other humans. "But I was sad to leave the boat," he added. "I'm still emotional," he continued. "I've learnt so much about myself as well as the wildlife and the different birds we saw." Tim and Andy hope their Herculean efforts will raise much-needed funds for Dementia UK and baby loss charity Abigail's Footsteps.
Drugs seized in police operation. A cannabis-growing setup has been seized by police at a property in Heathfield. Officers uncovered a total of 8 cannabis plants along with growing equipment at the address. Monday's operation was carried out by local neighbourhood officers following reports to police from members of the public. Police say a vulnerable person was also safeguarded. Further inquiries into the cannabis growing are currently ongoing. PC James Deakin said, "Disrupting the production of drugs is a really effective way for us to tackle crime on our streets. My hope is that this reassures the public that the police are acting on information we receive from our communities. While you might not always see immediate action following intelligence that is shared with us, the information we receive provides us with key evidence which supports our investigations to pursue those causing harm in our communities. This recent seizure in Teignbridge shows just how vital your reports are in helping us to disrupt and deter drug crime, as well as protect people who are vulnerable victims of these crimes. We know the negative impact that drugs have on our communities. Our officers see the effects of drug crime daily. All the information we receive from the public really helps us build a picture of crimes happening in our area. These reports give us the evidence we need to take action, just like this warrant. We're listening and we're acting on your concerns. So please continue to come forward and report crime information to us." The proactive operation was led by the Teignbridge Rural Neighbourhood Police Team. Activity to tackle drug crime will continue throughout the year to arrest offenders, carry out warrants, gather intelligence from the public and conduct high visibility patrols, officers said.
Commonwealth Day celebrated in the town. Teignmouth marked Commonwealth Day on Monday the 10th of March with a flag-raising ceremony in the Triangle. Teignmouth Mayor Kate Williams was joined by town and district councillors for the event, which celebrates the 56 countries that make up the Commonwealth. As part of the ceremony, Teignmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams read the Commonwealth Affirmation, which states a commitment to standing together as a powerful force for good in the world. Commonwealth Day is celebrated across the world with festivals, fairs, civic events and faith services. It aims to bring together 2.7 billion Commonwealth citizens and this year focused on the theme, Together We Thrive.
Search for mystery signet rescuer. Waterfowl wardens in Dawlish are hoping to thank a mystery man who helped rescue the new brood of black swan cygnets. Known only as John, the wardens have put out an appeal to thank him for his efforts. John was the first to arrive when the 5 cygnets were in distress. The days-old cygnets had become trapped on the lower weir and were unable to scramble to safety. A member of the public, now known to be John, was said to have initially waded into the water to try to help the cygnets when they found themselves further down the brook and unable to get back. The warden said, "We would like to extend our deepest gratitude to a member of the community named John. If you know John, please thank him for us and let him know that we are all so thankful for his actions." The cygnets had strayed down the weir and became trapped, unable to scramble back to safety, and were in danger of being washed out to sea. John is said to have returned the cygnets to the other side of the weir, but had to remove them from the water before trying to coax the parents back up the waterway. Parents Kimber and Bert and their 5 new offspring were eventually returned to rest safely at Tuck's Plot near Jubilee Bridge. Newly hatched cygnets can often end up in trouble. A year ago, 2 town councillors donned waders to help one cygnet that had ended up the wrong side of the viaduct. And in 2023, contractors from BAM Nuttall, working on the new Dawlish seawall, stepped in to rescue cygnets who were almost washed out to sea. The engineers managed to scoop them up in a bucket. Dawlish Town Council then replaced weir gates at the bottom of the brook.